This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Walker. And today, my guest is Chris Loma from Jerry's Automotive in Lansing, Michigan. And Chris and I are going to be talking about community involvement, but we're going to hone in on a vehicle giveaway that he does. So we're going to talk about a lot of that kind of stuff today. And before I get into that, I want to take a second to thank our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by ShopBoss. Manage and grow your shop with top features like integrated payments from 360 Payments. Declined repairs don't have to be lost revenue. AppFuel's call center schedules follow-up calls and equips your team with everything they need to close the deal. Get started now at appfueled.com. Well, hi, Chris. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. Before we get too far into the podcast, I just want to tell our listeners a little bit about you and the relationship, with Shop Marketing Pros. And, I want to edify you a little bit. And I do that, honestly, for selfish reasons. It'll make sense. But for the listeners, Chris is one of our top clients here at Shop Marketing Pros. And when I say one of our top clients, I mean, he's one of our favorite clients to work with because he takes an active involvement in his marketing and is just a great person to work with. When we need something, he gets it to us. That might sound simple, but that's definitely not the case across the board. And you know how it is in your auto repair shops. You have your clients that are just awesome to work with. Some that are, it's not necessarily that they're challenging to work with, but some of them just make it super easy. And, I wanted to say that before going into this, whether you're working with us or working with any marketing company, be like Chris.
Oh, geez. Be careful with that.
Seriously, though, thank you for being, that type of client and taking that active role in your marketing and, being serious about all your video work and all of that stuff. It's really awesome.
Well, thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. And I couldn't ask for a better marketing team to partner with. Yourself and your ladies and your crew have been fantastic. So thank you.
All right. So we're going to be talking about community involvement, and we want to talk about the vehicle giveaway, but let's get into your community involvement as a whole to begin with. So, Jerry's Automotive got a long history in Lansing, 55 years of history. Tell us a little bit, just give us a very quick, synopsis of what that 55 years looks like. And then, tell us how community involvement has become, such a core part of your shop and who y'all are in your community.
Well, definitely. Yeah, I'd be happy to, Brian. Well, like you mentioned, Jerry's Automotive, we've been in business 55, 60 years. My grandfather, Jerry, started the business in the mid 60s at self-service standard gas stations and gas and oil. Well, 1969, 1970. Decided he wanted to move his operations back home to Lansing, Michigan. Had some self-service gas stations there until Standard got into their ways that they wanted to get into selling candy bars and t-shirts. And at that time, he decided, well, we're going to stay service. We want to fix cars, not sell candy bars and t-shirts, right? So then he built this then 4-bay shop, now 6-bay shop in 1889, 90. I think it was finished in mid-90, third generation owned. My grandfather, Jerry, he was the founder. My uncle, Dale, was my uncle. He was second, and now I'm third in line. Hope to keep it going and step in their footsteps best I can and leave my son something to continue on. So,
and talk about a history. I mean, you still have a technician there that, changed your diapers.
Yeah, there's a video on that. I caught some hell over that one, but yes, Mike, he's been here a long time. Yes, it's true. He's changed my diapers and taken me to school. There's a video out there that talks about it, but yeah, no, great guy. Great to have around. Can ask for a better quality technician, better guy to have here, knowledgeable. It's worth its weight in gold. As you know, Brian, the technician shortage across country is a real issue. And I'm blessed not to only have a great guy in Mike, but we have Leroy, great service advisor, David, another good mechanic, Clint, another great mechanic, three aces and an ace service advisor. I am definitely blessed.
Yeah, that's awesome. So tell us a little bit about the community involvement and how that has kind of shaped the identity of Jerry's Automotive.
Well, yeah, definitely. I'd be happy to. Upon taking the shop over, having heart-to-heart talks with my grandfather, Jerry, the deal was, hey, you're going to take the shop over. You're going to buy into it, take it over. It's your time. However, You don't do that without giving back. It's not all take. You got to give back, right? So from time to time over the years, we'd have a single mom that'd come in. We could tell was down on her luck, having a hard time. A veteran could tell was down on his luck, having a hard time. Somebody that really needed our help, you know, we'd waive a repair, give a discount here and there. Of course, obviously, that's a loaded discussion. We got to be careful with that. But we always really enjoyed that, but we wanted to do more. So we started looking in Dale's time, my uncle, you know, what are some other ways we could start to give back, reach out to the community, give back to the community as they've been so good to us over the years, try to even be better to them. And things come up, you know, Toys for Tots. We really enjoy that. That's something that we've gained a pretty popular following on. We're trying to fill the truck. We got an old Ford truck, but it's quite a long bed. It takes a lot of toys to fill it, right? We've got about halfway there, but we got some work to do, right? So we really enjoy that. We have veterans. We do things for veterans, VFW, things of that nature, the car giveaways, just any way we can give back, we really love to and enjoy to give back to our local community.
So side note to our listeners, go check out Jerry's website. The link will be in the show notes and look at the old truck that he's talking about. It sits right outside the front door of the shop. What is it? What year is that truck?
Jeez, put me on the spot here. I think it's a 95 old OBS Ford. Pretty good shape. It's our plow truck.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of the other.
You're talking about the old Dodge. Yeah, no, we don't want to fill that one. We don't want to put a bunch of weight in that old rust bucket, but we fill the plow truck here and take it over there. But yes, we do have the old Dodge there too. So yeah.
Just go look at his website. It's on the top of the homepage. You'll see a picture of the old Dodge that he's talking about. And you talk about something that has been executed so well to take an old rusty truck and turn it into decor for the shop that is just cool. Done so well. So
thank you. It was a gamble, but we like it. Thank you.
So you talk about Toys for Tots, you know, helping out that, you know, that mom or that veteran that's down on their luck or something like that. What is it that drives the decisions on like what causes you support?
Well, I think it's tough, right? You want to give back and help as much as you can without hurting yourself, right? And when you do these car giveaways, for instance, the amount of response that we get is overwhelming. And you know what's rough out there. You know people are having a hard time, but boy, do your eyes get opened to the real hard times that people are on. And you think you got it bad. Somebody's always got it worse than you. It's really tough to narrow that down and tell, you know, who are we going to give a vehicle back to? You know, we have somebody coming we could tell needs help. You know, we get it quite often. You know, we have a prospective customer come in, call. You can tell they're down on their luck. You want to help somebody, but you can't help everybody. So you just got to try to make the best choice you can. Try to really, you know, tell who really needs my help, who doesn't need my help. I kind of sort through the weeds there. But boy, I tell you, it's overwhelming when you see how many people out there are hurting, having a hard time one way or another in life. And it's a damn good feeling to be able to give back and help the most you can.
So you got the car giveaway, you got Toys for Tots. What other ways are you involved in the community? Do you do things like chamber, BNI? You know, support the local Little League team.
You know, we're not involved in the Chamber of BNI. However, I am an avid follower of your podcast. It's something I've looked into. Well, there's no excuse. We all get busy, right? I haven't got to that level yet. I really need to. I need to make that a priority because I know that's a big asset. Could not only help the community, but help my shop as well, right? As far as other things we do, we help the local VFW in outreach or sponsorship there. We do support Little League teams in the area, Holt High School athletics, their football, their soccer, their baseball, all their sports. We're a platinum sponsor of theirs, but we're looking for more. You know, we want to be more sponsors. We really like getting involved in the Little League sports. We really like the high school sports. My heart's kind of with the Little League stuff, but anywhere we can help in our local community, as I've mentioned, they give so much back to us. We want to help them. We've actually got a short video coming out on that here in the next couple of weeks asking the community, hey, listen, we want to help. We want to get out in the community more. Where can we donate? Where can we help you guys? Where do you need our help and sponsorship? Churches. You know, there's a handful of local churches we donate to. We want to get out there and help more. But you know as well as I do, Brian, it's you can only help so many people and spread dollars so thin. You want to put them in the right places. So
yeah. So when it comes to, you know, these kinds of things like the Toys for Tots and the car giveaway, I know. Like for us, in our case, when I had my shop, you know, Kim was always telling me, hey, we should be supporting this ball team or, you know, whatever, the Little League team. I was in coaching at the time and, you know, that coaching was so big on like tracking return on investment. And I'm like, you can't track return on investment on that kind of stuff. You know, let's do the things that we can track return on investment on. And, you know, finally she got through to me. we started doing some of those things and, you know, working with the scouting and stuff like that. And I always loved doing that. But like in our business now, like it's a core tenet of who we are to make sure that we're giving back to our industry, you know, so that our community, I should say, and our community is the auto repair community. So we'll do things like, you know, sponsoring the big go-karting event before ASTA. And there's nothing, like we get nothing back from that other than being able to go to that event and see like our industry having a great time together and knowing that we had something to do with that. So not everything is done for return on investment. And I wanted to preface, you know, what I'm about to ask you with that, because I don't want people to think like I used to think that there has to be a trackable return on investment. But when it comes to things like, you know, Toys for Tots, for example, how often do you see somebody who, you know, they came and donated to the toy drive and then all of a sudden they're in your shop with their car because you're who they thought of first?
Well, I wouldn't say that we necessarily can track that, right? As you mentioned, it's hard to track. But when you can track and what you get out of that is how you feel as a person, a whole, as giving back and feeling good about extending that hand and helping where you can. That's your return on investment. It's helping somebody, helping your neighbor, helping your brother, helping your sister. That's your return on investment. It's not all about the dollars, right? You take care of people and success and dollars will follow.
Yeah. Some people call it karma. Some will call it the law of reciprocity. You know, I definitely have seen the results from that over time. And yeah, you just can't track it.
No, you can't.
ShopBoss is software built by shop owners for shop owners. ShopBoss is the shop management software that works the way you need it to, so you can reach your biggest goals without slowing down. Help your techs fix cars faster with intuitive inspection tools that supercharge your operations and keep vehicles cycling through your base. Get into ShopBoss mode with an ROI dashboard that gives you critical information at a glance and updates in real time. And accelerate your payments with BossPay, powered by 360 Payments, by giving your customers more ways to pay. From text to pay, remote payments and consumer financing, to compliance, surcharging, and PayPal and Venmo mobile pay options. BossPay puts your customers in the driver's seat and keeps your business moving. Plus, their entire team is on deck to help you simplify your day-to-day, flag more hours, and generate more revenue. Other software makes you work, but ShopBoss works for you. Independent auto repair shops, get ready to transform your business with AppFueled. It's time for your professional auto service shop to have its own customer loyalty app. AppFueled will build an app that launches a custom loyalty program for your shop in 30 days or less, fully integrated with your point of sale system. Bring Fortune 500 level customer retention strategies to your business without the Fortune 500 budget. Many shops are enjoying the benefits. Our app engages your customers with a loyalty ladder, enticing them to climb the next rung, coming back more often and spending more each visit, all with your own app. Build loyalty with your customers, to your brand, and boost your shop's growth. Get your first app in 30 days or less, all without breaking the bank. Ready to start? Let AppFueled take your business to the next level. Go to appfueled.com or meet founder Jeremy Glasgow and book your complimentary app vision session at appfueled.com/Jeremy. That's appfueled.com/Jeremy. Let's talk about the car giveaway. How long have y'all been doing that? How many cars have you given away so far?
Well, we've been doing it about 3 years now. We've given 5 cars away. I started out, I wanted to give 1 car a year away, right? Kind of had a hard time gaining traction and getting a car because you want to get a car. How we like to do it is you get a customer comes in, well, I don't want to fix the car. It needs $1,000, $2,000 worth of repairs, yada, yada. I'm done with the vehicle. Okay, well, are you interested in selling it? I'll give you X amount for it, whatever's fair on both ends. And we put a few $100 into it, apart our time. Technician donates their time. And we get it turned around for, you know, $800, $1,000, $1,500. And we got a car to give away. You know, sometimes cheaper than that. But it's hard to get them because you don't want to buy a basket case. Made that mistake. Been there. Look it over real good before you go gung-ho and all excited about it, right? But you don't want to get something that you got to put thousands of dollars into necessarily. But you want to be able to turn around and still give who you're giving it to a good vehicle, right? It ain't going to be perfect, but you want it to be reliable for them. So it's a matter of getting the right vehicle in the door. But like I said, we've been doing it 3 years. I think we've given away 5 vehicles now. We got a video coming out here shortly, next few weeks again, looking for hey, do you have a vehicle sitting around that you don't want to put repairs in that's been sitting around? Call us. You know, we're interested in it. We want to put some money into it and give it away. And as I mentioned, that feeling, the good feeling of seeing that single mom come in, seeing that veteran come in that's down on their luck, and you donate that vehicle to them, and they come in and you tell them, this is your car, congratulations. Oh, man, they break down crying. It means so much to them. It means the world to them. There's no dollar value you can put on that, the way that makes you feel and what that does for you.
Like, what was the vehicle? What were the problems that you had to fix on it before you gave it away?
First one was an Impala. We gave away, if I recall correctly, needed brakes front and rear, needed some line work, but we didn't realize it had an internal transmission issue, right? Who we bought it from failed to tell us that. And of course, we couldn't drive it before we bought it because the brakes were out. But we were able to get out of that. We've got some good connections in there as far as transmission shops that really stepped up and helped us out. That was a learning lesson there, right? But we've given away Impala, Honda SUVs, a little Kia Rio. Seems like everything really needs some different work, some different attention. But, you know, we're able to get out of them at a reasonable cost and have a real feel good about giving back and helping somebody out with a new car. So a new used car.
Do you have any idea of like how many hours your team had to put into them to get them giveaway ready?
It's a loaded gun, really. I mean, there's some of them took 2 hours or some of them that took 5-6 hours, but it's a mutual thing. It's a shop effort. It's a team effort, right? It's not just we're throwing away dollars that could be coming in the door. No, we're helping somebody and our technicians are going out of their way to donate their time for the cause. No, hey, I want to come in on a Saturday or Sunday, or no, I'm going to work late. You know, I want to get this done. We want to all come together and help for the better cause. So it's truly a team effort.
So for someone who, like a shop owner that's listening that thinks they may want to do something like this, to learn from the mistake, you know, that you made with the Impala, what would be some advice that you would give them when, you know, looking for a vehicle that they're going to give away? And then like, what's a price range that you're willing to invest in, you know, that initial purchase, you know, on something like that?
Well, it's tough, right? And you got to get the right car on the door, but you want to look it over, be sure that you can get out of that vehicle. I don't like having more than $1,000 into it. There's times where I've had, you know, more than that into it, but, you know, again, it's a damn good thing to do. So I'm okay with it. You know, our budget allows for that. You want to get a car that doesn't need a plethora of thousands of dollars worth of work on your end. Just because it's thousands to the client doesn't mean that's to you, right? Especially if you get your techs to kind of donate some time and help along. Me personally, I like to buy the cars $200 to $500, kind of give them what the junkyard salvage yard is going to give them, maybe a little bit more. And that's usually where we're our sweet spot to buy them. And that allows us to come in under that $1,000 range. Doesn't always work out that way. Most of the time it does. Yeah. But be patient. Wait for the right opportunity in the right car.
What does the giveaway process look like? How do you choose who's going to get the vehicle?
That's a real tough one. So what I'll tell you, it's been a little trial and error. And here recently is the beginning of this year, local guy, Nick Bazzo, great local creator, videographer. He's been helping us do our social media as far as our videos or shorts or ads. Great guy, great asset. We have found with doing video and pushing that ad, the amount of response that we have gotten is three times as much. Dang near three times as much response and messages that we get. So what we do is we put it out there. We found that we put it out there for a couple months stretch, and then we put it out there for a month stretch. Well, the month stretch seems to be long enough. We like to do it around a holiday, right? Around Thanksgiving, Christmas. What are you thankful for? Or, hey, Merry Christmas, if it can work that way. And we ask for, hey, we want a 200-word essay to our Facebook page, drives traffic to our Facebook page, which is our main following. We need to do better by Instagram. We're kind of dragging a leg there, but we're working on it. And it gets them to go to our Facebook page. They like our Facebook page and follow it. That's a requirement as well. And we get all these essays. And I'm telling you, they flood in. And there's some of them that are, well, okay, you sent me two sentences. You know, I'm asking for 200 words. Now, I'm going to disregard that. But the amount of essays you get, it's overwhelming and it's tough to get through them all.
Do you have any idea like how many you get each time you do this?
Well, it changed when we started. When the last one we did with the video, like I said, it was about three times as much. So I'd say we were probably about mid-300 or so responses in our inbox. Prior to that, we were running a 2 to 3 month stretch as far as a paid ad, and we were getting around 100. And this was with video ad, and we only ran it for 1 month, and we were mid-300, so three times as much with a video and shrinking it down to 1 month versus 3 months.
So I saw on the like in the news page on your website that one of the news organizations had picked up that y'all were doing this and came out and did a quick video of it. Has that happened more than once, or is that the only time?
We've had it happen twice now, if I recall. Yeah, twice. Yep. Local news station, Local News 6 and Local News 10 came out twice on those. I don't know if both of them are on our website. If they're not, I got to really visit that. But yeah, they came out and highlighted us, giving it away. Of course, that helps us as well, right? Because we tag it to our website. Your ladies are so kind of tagged to us, and that helps our driver SEO. It all helps. It's all a piece of the pie. So we're grateful for that. But yeah, it's definitely nice to get some local exposure and get the word out there. And it's always great when the news gets involved as well and picks it up and sees it on your Facebook page. So
now the one that I saw on your website, it seemed like y'all went into that one knowing that you wanted to give that away to a veteran or something to do with military. So you will go into these sometimes with a particular cause or something and say, you know, we want to give it away to a veteran or a single mom or something like that.
Yeah. And yeah, we will. The veteran one was a little Honda SUV that we gave away. That was, I think, two giveaways ago now. But yeah, we'd like to get specific with it. The next one we do, I think I'd like to do fire EMS or police officers. I think that would probably be our next one. We haven't hit on that one yet. We really need to. We really should have already. It's definitely nice to kind of, you know, pick a group. You know, they do so much for us, our veterans, our local fire, our EMS, our local police. It's our duty to give back to them for all they do for us and the sacrifices.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I love what y'all are doing. And as far as like picking, you just go with the one that tugs on your heartstrings the most? Or
yeah, that's we need to do better by that as far as getting the shop involved. And that's something that me and my service support advisor, Leroy, have talked about. How we have been doing is myself and my wife to be Lydia. We sit down and go over them and we read them all. We talk about them and say, okay, well, let's narrow this down to 10 to 5 to 3 to 1, right? We'll have them come in for an interview and talk to the top three. Okay, well, tell me in person why, you know, you deserve this car. Let's talk a little bit, right? I come up short on this. I need to get my shop guys more involved than they are on this, right? I need to sit down and we all need to go over them and find time because we meet every Friday for lunch and a meeting. We need to find time, 10 minutes aside. Okay, let's go over these. Let's read these. What are you guys thinking? And work together on that aspect of the car giveaway. I think they'd really like to be involved there too.
Now, from a marketing standpoint, do you do anything? I know you talked about having your videographer come in and promoting it beforehand. Do you do anything to document the giveaway, the person who it was given to, and promote that afterwards?
We have. We haven't every time. We've taken a picture with the giveaway winners and put it out there. But I will say we've done that a time or two, and we have also, but every time we've given the car away, we've announced the winner, right? We've put a Facebook post out there. It may not be a picture with the winner or a video with the winner, but it'll be a post. It'll have, hey, so-and-so, you are the car winner, giveaway winner, congratulations, which they already knew that, but we put it out there for the public to see, of course, in public eye. But I think that's a loaded thing because you got to be careful. You don't want it to be all about me, all about Jerry's Automotive or whoever's automotive repair. Look at me, I'm doing so much for the community. You got to put it out there that you're thankful for what the community is doing for you and what they've done for you. And it's your duty to give back. This is my way of saying thank you.
Have y'all become known for this with your clients or anything like that? And do you have people that are often asking you about like when the next one is and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, definitely we have. It's gained more traction than I thought it would. And we do get customers that call from time to time. Hey, when are you doing the next giveaway? Well, hey, you know, I don't know yet, but we're working on it. Or somebody that's not even a customer we've never seen. Hey, you do the vehicle giveaways, right? Yeah. Well, when's your next one? Because I don't want to miss any in a letter. So yes, it takes time, just as all marketing does, right? Because it's an aspect of marketing. You can look at it, right? But evolves over time. We've found that it's gained more and more popularity. Yes.
This is awesome. I mean, I think it's an amazing thing to do in the community. You can literally change somebody's life by giving them transportation. And it's amazing that y'all are doing that. Someone who's listening today, they're thinking that they might want to do something like this or even start on a smaller scale, like hosting Toys for Tots or something like that. What's your advice to them for like the first step that they should take?
I think you got to start small with a lot of things, right? I personally would start with Toys for Tots. That's where we started, you know, and kind of work from there. You know, if you want to do the car giveaway at some point, great. That's awesome. I think more shops need to be doing that. We're really happy about doing that. We're proud that we're able to do that, but not everybody is. And even the shops that are able to do that and absorb that, it's tough to get the right vehicle, right? So I would suggest starting with the Toys for Tots, maybe something a little smaller. And maybe you can think of an idea that's different, than the card giveaway. Similar, but maybe different. Or if you want to work towards a card giveaway, but Toys for Tots, it's easy to start with. It doesn't take much. You just got to go pick up a box and blast a Facebook post out there, an Instagram post, all across social media. Hey, we're gathering toys. Bring your toys down. We'd really like to get some Toys for Tots here. So I think that'd be the best way to start.
Yeah. You know, some of the things that some of our clients have done is collecting school supplies, you know, for back to school time. There's a shop that did a drive to buy new, I don't remember if it was new helmets or if it was new, like all uniforms for the local football team. There's like really creative things that you can do. Like, it's just a great way to give back to your community. So, you know, you don't necessarily have to do what Chris is doing at Jerry's. It, you know, find your own thing. What is the thing that you're passionate about in the place where you can get involved and really just have that great feeling about what you're doing? Because like Chris said, that's really the ROI on this, is knowing that you're doing something really great for the people who, you know, have given you so much.
Definitely. You will never, once you have the feeling of giving that vehicle away and seeing the smile on the face and the tears roll down the face, you will never forget that. That will stay with you forever.
Well, hey, thanks for being on. I want to have you on again sometime to talk about the video work that you do.
Yeah, definitely. We'd love to.
I think that that would be a great thing for our listeners to hear. But seriously, thank you for being on. Thank you for the way that you give back to your community. And for those of you who are listening, remember, we are just one of a handful of podcasts on the Aftermarket Radio Network. You can find the others at aftermarketradionetwork.com. I hope that you'll listen in again next week. And until then, go fill those bays.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker. Follow the podcast on your favorite listening app. Find their emails in the show notes and visit them at shopmarketingpros.com. Let Kim and Brian know what you want discussed, because they're all about advancing the aftermarket.